You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I have to, the previous owner of this house put in some sort of shrubbery in front.
Shrubbery, you say?
It's a shrubbery, just like Monty Python. Shrubbery, but it's not good. So I feel like a murderer, but I'm going to be going out with a shovel and digging it up.
Sometimes it's got to go.
Yeah.
I did a lot of that when we moved in. I removed shrubbery, and one of the neighbors came over and started complaining about the ones that I was removing because the flowers that come in the spring, I guess, she just thought they were beautiful and they smelled so great. And I was like, oh, really? As I'm out there with like a hatchet, that's too bad.
I'm like, this thing's this shrubbery is so dense that it's attracting all sorts of wildlife.
Yeah,
you know,
then you got to get rid of it.
Everything. So we were talking about, you know, how difficult it might be to get out of the ground. Gretchen had a classic. We were sitting there looking out the window last night. She goes, here's what you do. She goes, we get a rope, we tie it to the bumper of the car, and you drive the car away and pull it out of the ground. I was like, what?
Please
film
that.
You've been watching too many movies. I mean, we're not going to do that.
It's going to be one of those things where you rip the back bumper off your car and the bush is still in the ground.
Yes.
You don't tie a rope to the back of a Lexus, Gretchen.
Yeah, suddenly she thinks I've got a Hummer or something. I'm like, it's a Lexus sedan.
No.
And I kid you not, the closest we'd be able to get, because we have a long driveway and around. Anyway, the rope would have to stretch probably
so long.
Like 150 feet. I'm like, this is not practical.
No.
So.
Just pull a Dom and hire it out.
No, because the lawn guy has already quoted us for doing that kind of stuff. And it's like, screw that. Just get a shovel and dig them up.
We'll see how long
does
that
it make
lasts.
You feel like a murderer if you take those things out?
Absolutely does. Yeah, it was. I mean, the two bushes I pulled out were big, beautiful, and they did have lovely flowers, but they were just crap and leaves everywhere, and they had little spikes on them that everyone was always scratching themselves on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, they got to go.
These are not even in that good of a shape. That's why I don't feel that bad. I'm like, I'll murder these shrubs.
The thing is I went and planted like a few more things in the backyard. So I felt like it was kind of a cancel thing.
Oh,
I was removing a two and I planted four. So
you balanced it out.
We're all good.
We're reading a little study yesterday about social media. And what they had done is they surveyed a bunch of people asking them if they have ever taken a break from social media. Now, before we give you the stats on this, my question is, what exactly constitutes a break?
Sure.
There are some people who are so flipping addicted that they are posting every 30 minutes all day.
I would say the most important thing that we need to do right now, right off the bat, is to make sure that everybody goes onto Instagram now and follows Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram.
Okay.
That's what we need to do first. Wow. I'd like to get those numbers up, all right?
Okay.
Because one of these days I'm going to come out with a hot sauce, and I'd love to plug it on there. So Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram.
God.
Thanks so much. Let's get those numbers up today.
Wow.
Second, what was your question?
Oh, never mind. I didn't know our segment was going this direction.
Yeah, yeah. No, we gotta
so
plug.
What constitutes a break? If somebody shuts it off for 6 hours, is that considered a break?
No, I would say a solid week probably starts dabbling into shutting it down territory, a break territory.
A week?
A week? Because that's going to take mad skills, a ton of willpower to do that. For a solid 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, it's one of those things where, like, if you stop eating sugar for 7 days, you just kind of, you're like, this is a new me. This feels good. Let's keep rolling with it, hopefully.
Yeah, my friend Kathy closed her account. She was not even going to give it a break. She was just cutting its head off. She was like, that's it. So she closed down her account. And I have you know, respect for that.
I
don't know if I could do that, but
I had two Facebook accounts at one time. I had my professional one here for the radio station and all the goofy stuff we do for that. And then I actually had a personal one, which was just friends and family. And I shut that one down because I got to a point where I was like, one, I don't want to manage two Facebook pages. And my family one, it's like, even I was disgusted with everything I was posting. I was like, nobody wants to see pictures of my kids. Like, they know what they look like. Oh, good. Here's another picture of the dog. Blah. So I shut it down. I was like, I don't even want to see this. And it felt great.
I've got to. One is just my regular profile, but the other one is for my business, my writing.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's what you learned, because that's a page, and you've learned that Facebook, you know, they at the beginning, they were like, yeah, do a page for your stuff, and you'll get your word out to a bunch of people. Now people have learned that it's all pay to play. So if you post something to a page like my writer's page, they won't show it to hardly anybody, maybe 100, 200 people, unless you either boost the post by sending them money or do advertising to get it out there. That's the dirty little secret that a lot of people with pages have found
out. We need to talk, because I was going to flip mine to a page, because I'm at my limit on Facebook where you can't accept any more people, and I want to flip it, but then it's like, well, then is anybody going to see anything?
It's a good question. You might have to pay to play.
Well, screw that mess.
Yeah, because I'm dancing right at 5,000 too. I think I'm just a couple dozen under 5,000, and I thought about flipping my regular one to a page, but... Yeah, Zuckerberg wants more of your money. So if you do that, you're probably going to have to get your wallet out.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I like the whole social media. I like the attention. Whatever, we all do. It's fun. But there will come a day where I have to shut down my work one, and I'm kind of excited about that.
Because
it's just so time-consuming.
It is.
You do get lost in it. It's a time waster.
Studies show that 54% of people have taken a break at some point, but there's a full third of Americans who say not only have they never done it, but they never will. They can't even imagine going more than a day without being all over it.
Those are people that are nosy, I think. I wonder if those are people that are actually posting on their page, or just the people that go and snoop in Facebook stock. Like, they can't imagine shutting it down, because then they're not going to have their outlet to snoop on all their friends and see what's going on.
Because
I know those people, and they have accounts just dedicated to snooping on people. Which I get to an extent. I kind of get it. You know,
we would like to open the phones because we want to talk to you this morning about taking a break from social media. And this is not a bash Facebook segment. That's not what this is all about. It's more about... It's about you, and we want to know if you have taken a break or you've thought about taking a break. If you have, how did it affect you? Did you actually find yourself in a better mood because you weren't depressed?
No joke.
Seeing everyone's great vacation photos.
Right, they're in Hawaii again.
Right. I mean, was it a good thing, or was it, didn't make any difference? We got a quick note from Julia. She goes, I took a break for 2 days and felt so disconnected from the world that I couldn't do it anymore. It really is like crack. I see that.
It is.
And I see that for a lot of people.
Social crack.
Social crack.
I got the social crack.
Uh-oh, look out. Evil Heather on the line. Heather, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you? Hey, Jeremy, I just followed you on Instagram.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Buy his hot sauce.
Yeah,
all right?
You're welcome. Yeah, I called in a few times. So you guys rock. But anyway, so yes, I took a break from social media for almost a year and a half.
Yeah, and how did you feel?
Wow. Now that's a break.
It was a lot of friend drama and just stupid stuff going on, high school crap, and so I just said, you know what, I can't do this right now. And it was nice because I was able to kind of just focus on what I needed to do and, you know, not worry about what everybody else is doing in their life. I had to focus on my life.
That's a smart move.
What brought you back?
Friends. I had a friend named Nancy. It's like, I really wish you could back on Facebook. I miss you. I miss, you know, seeing pictures of the kids and your granddaughter and stuff like that. So, you know, I kind of came back. Actually, what really brought me back is I lost my cat. My cat ran away, and so I had to post on Facebook in order to kind of, like,
find your
thing.
Did you find the cat?
Yeah. She actually hangs around the house, but she wants to be outside, so, you know, we just let her be. But, you know, she comes and visits. But, so that's kind of like how I started back into it. You know?
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called us. We got to run. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
Thanks, Heather.
Appreciate that. I'm glad she found the cat.
Me too.
Just hangs out. Next up is Jody. Jody, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What do you know about taking a break?
Oh, I haven't logged on to Facebook since January 6th.
Okay. How come? Why'd you get off?
Well, do you remember what happened on January 6th? The chaos at the Capitol.
Oh.
Oh, is it too many political posts?
Too much, huh?
Yeah, I just couldn't deal with all the political stuff, so I was just
yeah.
I
get that.
That.
People definitely use it as their platform. We get it.
Right.
So do you think you might come back or no?
I think I might eventually. I'm enjoying just not seeing all of the, fighting on there between everybody. So
yeah.
I'm okay for right now.
Yeah, it does get ugly, doesn't it?
Yeah, you probably really miss the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, though.
Yeah.
So
I do. That's probably the only reason I would ever come back.
That a girl.
Thank you.
Jody, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. You know, you're like me, Jeremy. We snooze people for 30 days
yes.
who tend to rant all the time.
Yep. Yep.
They get
snoozed.
And
then they pop back. Like, day 31, boom, they're like full force back on my page. I'm like, another 30 days.
Another 30 days.
See ya.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have to laugh about it because in the history of social media, the next person to have their mind changed by a Facebook rant
yes.
will be the first person to have their mind changed.
Thank you.
People just talking to their own tribe. It's just their own little silo. So you say everything all your friends agree with, and then
I started posting that, like,
stupid.
On some of these. Like, I would just comment, oh, my gosh, you've completely changed my mind.
Yeah.
Just I would just put that line on there, and then
and
it just
probably
got,
believe you.
Right.
They get all puffed up.
Like, no, this is sarcasm.
I knew this ranting was going to change people's minds.
Oh, my God, you changed my mind.
How sad. Hey, here's Corinne. Corinne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So, what do you have to say about this?
So, I accidentally got logged out of my account. Somebody hacked it, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
you just can't. You were forced to shut it down, huh?
I was forced to, but then when I was forced to, I didn't realize how much it was overtaking my life, how much time I spent looking at my phone, how much time I spent in that negative,
headspace. Negative headspace.
That headspace.
It is.
Yeah, and it.
It's crazy to go into that little thing on your phone where it tracks your screen time for the day and to see. Today I've been on Instagram for 33 minutes already today.
And the morning is young.
And the day is young. Get a life. Well, I'm just checking in on things. Jeez.
Just kidding.
That's funny. Hey, let me ask you something before we go, because we got to take a couple other quick calls. Let me ask you, you said somebody hacked your account. So you're not there, but are they, posting stuff on your page?
I don't know, but I hope it's good stuff.
They're posting as you.
That's what I'm saying. Your friends might not know that it's
honestly,
not you.
If you take Facebook too personally, then that's on you.
You need to get a life, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Exactly, get a life.
Yep.
We're glad you called. I hope you have a great day, Corinne.
Bye.
You too. Bye, boys.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so us. We do not take Facebook serious at all.
Oh, man. I get frustrated with people who do. Carissa, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Whoa, good.
It's a beautiful
day. We've been waiting for you to call.
Yeah. Good. Oh, I've been waiting to talk to you. I miss talking to you. I talked to you 2 weeks ago, but.
Did you?
I did. So I called in for the mind bender. I didn't win, but it's okay. I'll try again.
So you took a 2-week break of talking to us. What's on your mind about social media?
I don't have it. So I'm 29 and I'm turning 30 in June, and I owe a lot of success in my marriage and in my life to not having Facebook or really any social media. I just downloaded TikTok yesterday because my husband kept sending me cute videos of little kiddos that were so adorable, but even that, I kind of try to limit myself because I like authentic relationships. Me and my husband have an agreement that if we have Facebook, it would be for business purposes, but otherwise just focus on our life.
Why is your husband sending you cute videos of kids? Is he like trying to?
We have two kids, and we're hoping to have more. But we love all the cute little videos of like the kids cussing or like.
Oh, that's it's adorable when they drop the little F bombs, isn't it? It's the cutest thing ever.
One that was just so cute. She was like, "This is
don't say it. Don't you say it?
Carissa, we got to run. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for being on the show.
I'm not going to lie. Tell you this, I'd probably watch those videos.
If she says, I just got TikTok, you better watch out. That is the biggest rabbit hole of all.
Yeah, like you'll TikTok. Hop on there this morning, and the next thing you know, it'll be Friday afternoon. You're like, what
that
happened?
Is more
I
true than
eaten.
Funny, my friend. Samantha, you get the last word. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super. Oh,
so good. What do you want to add to all this?
Just add, if you get back on to delete everyone who you don't like, you don't have to snooze them. You can just delete them. It'll be better.
Oh, and we've done that too. Mm-hmm. We've done that too. Don't worry. Mm-hmm.
Turn your notifications off. I was off of Facebook for 3 years, just recently got back on and turned my notifications off. And it's still like I'm not there, but... Yeah. I can at least get on and kind of see, check in things.
So you're that people. You're the one who just keeps it to snoop, right?
Yeah.
I try not to be. I was saying, I do
try
like
not to be.
I'm like, let me just, you know, post something so I don't look like that person.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're that people.
You know, I joined in 2008, and I have, in 13 years, I've never had notifications on. I've never had one notification because
it's too many.
That would just ruin my life. The constant dings and
ding,
vibrates.
Ding, ding,
so I was
ding.
Like, don't need them.
Yeah.
Exactly,
Samantha,
yep.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on
Bye.
The show. I really thought Carissa was going to drop some language on
so
us.
So did I. And she's got like the sweetest voice ever. I kind of want to hear her cuss. Here's what they said. Whoa.